Well, welcome to the fifth and the last week of our abundance program that we've been doing here at Living Beyond Limits. We have been talking for the past month about abundant living or living an abundant life. And so to live an abundant life means to be living in the experience of plenty. In the experience of plenty of money and plenty of love and plenty of friends and plenty of opportunities. Plenty of whatever it is that makes your life feel fulfilling and rich and satisfying. Because when we experience plenty of those things, enough love and enough friends and enough opportunities, that's when we feel really happy. And so who doesn't want to experience that plenty of all of those things? And so the title of my talk is The Alchemy of Gratitude. And so today I'm talking about when we are in gratitude, when we feel gratitude, when we experience gratitude, when we express gratitude, it actually magnifies the good that is already in our lives, and that posture of being in gratitude actually draws more good to us. So think about it. When you are in that feeling of gratitude, don't you feel like it opens up your heart? And don't you feel like it actually makes you stand taller and opens up your chest and actually even opens up your face? And when you're standing in this kind of a posture, you are absolutely open to receive even more. So you actually draw more to you because you are in that posture. Kind of like standing like this. And so gratitude is really about recognizing how good things are. It's really about celebrating how good things are. And because like attracts like, then in that celebration and in that recognition, we are in that energy, we draw more of that to us. And so Eric Butterworth, who is my favorite guru around the subject of abundance, says, "Thanksgiving is not just a reactionary emotion. It is a causative energy." Gratitude is a causative energy that draws more good to us. And so in class this week, we've been doing a book study on the book 40 Day Mind Fast Soul Feast by Reverend Michael Beckwith. And so in class, we asked everyone the question this week, how has gratitude changed you? And so some of those answers that people shared was that gratitude has enabled me to be more resilient and to not get so caught up in the negatives of life. Gratitude has enabled me to move out of fear. Gratitude has enabled me to use the stuff that shows up in my life for my growth. It has given me more empathy and made me kinder and given me more patience. Gratitude has deepened my awareness of how blessed I am and deepened my awareness of those things that I am grateful for. Gratitude helps me fight anxiety and insecurity and scary darkness. Gratitude has made me nicer. Who doesn't want to live there in all of those things? And so in Foundations class, in the workbook, there's a quote that says, "When in gratitude, there is no room for doubt, lack, judgment, or fear." When we are in gratitude, it moves us out of fear and judgment and anxieties. It changes our energy and it shifts our perspective. Gratitude shifts our perspective of what is in our life, shifts our perspective of how we see things and how we see that content of our lives, and it shifts our expectations. And when our expectations are shifted and our perspective is shifted, it shifts our experience. And so there was a story in Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth that I thought was interesting, and it says this. A missionary to Africa has related the story of his work with a tribe that was mysteriously poverty-stricken, even though other tribes in the same region were relatively prosperous. He was curious about this strange phenomena. He spent years researching all the aspects of their culture. He came up with but one possibility. In their tribal language, they had no word to which express gratitude. Perhaps through some quirk of evolution, they had forgotten how to say thank you. He drew no conclusions, but he did ask a question. Could this loss of the spirit of thanksgiving have been responsible for their poverty? It's an interesting and revealing possibility. We might ask the question to ourselves, could it be that our own financial problems may be the result of the loss, even temporarily, of a grateful heart? Gratitude changes everything in our lives. The problem is, as you all know, so much of the time we get focused on what we don't like. We get focused on what we don't have. We get focused on what isn't working. We say things like, I just don't have enough time. I never get the promotion. We say things like, you know, people just aren't friendly at my work or my neighborhood or wherever it is that you say that about. We say, I never have enough, whatever, fill in the blank. We say, no one ever helps me. And that thinking and that focus and those words create our inner experience. And they create what we create more of out in the world. And so I got new carpet at my house recently, and I don't really like it. I used to have sage green carpet that I absolutely loved, and now I have really light beige carpet, and I think it's really boring. So when people go, how do you like your new carpet? I go, I don't like it very much. But you know what the truth is? That carpet is so soft and so thick and so luxurious and so squishy. It's like walking on marshmallows. It's so soft. But you know what? As long as I'm saying, I don't really like the color, I don't even pay attention or notice all those things like how luxurious this carpet is. Far more luxurious than my other carpet. And when I do focus on how luxurious it is, I like it more. And it makes me happier. And it makes me feel more peaceful. It changes the way I experience my carpeting. And sometimes, even when we do have enough of whatever in our lives, what we do is we worry and we get into fear that at some point down the road, we're not going to have enough of whatever that is. And then in our fear and in our worry, we hold on tight to what we have. And that death grip of holding on tight to what we have is like squeezing a soft hose, and it keeps more good from coming in. We squeeze off that flow with our tight grip. And when we don't like what's going on or we think we don't have enough of, we complain about it. We complain to our friends, and we complain to our coworkers, and we complain to our hairdresser, and we complain to anybody who will listen. And how many times do you complain? Do you do it once? No, we complain over and over and over again. It's the most fascinating thing to me. I think that we think by focusing on and complaining about what we don't like, it's going to change it. Has your complaining ever changed anything? It doesn't work like that. But somehow we think that if we complain and if we focus on that thing we don't like, it's going to somehow change it. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, talks about that law of attraction and the law of correspondence that is always drawing to us according to our experience. Drawing our experience to us according to our thinking. And he says, the law is impersonal. It is compelled by its very nature to return to the thinker exactly what they think into it. It returns to us what we are focused on and what we're thinking about. What we put our energy on grows. And so when we're in gratitude, when we are in celebration about how good things are in our life or focused on the good that we have in our lives, the law says, yes, more celebration. Yes, more good. Yes, more things to be thankful for. The law responds. The outer reflects the inner. Our life becomes a reflection of what's inside of here. That's the law of correspondence. And then that law of attraction draws even more about what matches us, like a magnet. It can only draw what matches for that magnet. And so when we're focused on what we are grateful for, we magnify our experience of that thing in our life. And so let me give you an example. If I am in gratitude for how grateful I am for my dog, what happens is my dog starts taking up more room in my thinking, more space in my consciousness. And as my dog is taking up more space in my consciousness, I start thinking of all the ways that I enjoy my dog. And then I start thinking of new ways that I might even enjoy my dog, new places to go or to take him for walks or playing chase. And I start coming up with new ideas, other ways, things that I haven't even done. And in turn, that changes what I actually do. So it changes what's going on inside of my thinking, and then it actually changes what I do out in the world. So if I am grateful for, say, being a minister and all the ways that I get to serve being a minister, it grows that in my thinking, in my awareness. And I start reminiscing about or thinking about all the ways that I get to serve and how pleasurable it's been and the changes in people's lives and all that stuff, which in turn starts stimulating new thoughts. You know, maybe I could teach this class and it would make a difference, or maybe I could do this project, or maybe I could do this. But it starts, changes my thinking so that I become more open and I step into creativity and I step into opportunities and I step into new ways of thinking, which changes how I act in the world, which changes my physical experience, not just in that moment, but every moment henceforth. That's how it works. New ideas unfold in that gratitude. Creativity unfolds. My inner experience changes and my outer experience changes. That is increasing abundance or prosperity in those particular arenas that I'm thinking about. But what happens is when we start practicing gratitude in one area of our lives, we increase our abundance in that area of our life, but it starts bleeding over into other areas of our lives as well, without even trying. We start recognizing more things that we have in our life for which to be grateful for. And all those things that people shared about in class, the way that it's changed them, they didn't set out to be nicer. They didn't set out to be more generous or to step out of the scary things or to step out of their fear. That wasn't their intention. That's just what shifted inside of them, and then things start shifting on the outside. Michael Beckwith, in this book, 40 Day Mind Fast Soul Feast, says, as you develop the inner practice of gratitude, you will not only realize that it is a natural quality of your soul, you will also notice more and more things for which to be grateful. Gratitude is a natural quality of our soul. I think when we are in gratitude, it enables our soul, our spirit, to recognize once again that kingdom of heaven that is at hand. It enables our spirit to feel like we are once again home. We feel at home in God. Gratitude helps us recognize that that kingdom is right here where we stand. It helps us see that. And as we see it, then we experience it on the inside. Authentic gratitude touches our spirit. Michael Beckwith says, authentic gratitude is a way of life. You know, the more we practice gratitude, it becomes a way of life without even trying. And in reality, you don't actually even need anything specific to feel grateful for or to be grateful for in order to feel gratitude. You can just feel grateful. You can feel grateful to be alive. You can feel grateful to be on planet Earth. You can feel grateful for living this life that you're living. You can be grateful just because. And so in Spiritual Economics, he does a very short meditation that I invite you to join me. He says, take a moment right now to engage in the experience of gratitude. Close your eyes and just feel grateful. Don't turn outward, casting about for things to give thanks for. Remember, gratitude is not an emotional reaction to the blessings you can count. It is an energy you stir up within yourself, which is causal. Resist the temptation to indulge such thoughts as, I would be grateful if I received that promotion and a raise in salary. No qualifications, no ifs, no whens. Just feel grateful. Let the spirit of thanksgiving flood your whole being with its healing warmth. He goes on to say, according to Plato's law, as you feel grateful, you become attractive, not only in beauty and radiance, but in your relationships with people. More importantly, you release a vital energy that draws to you opportunities, employment, and a secure flow of substance. Everything begins to work in your life in an orderly and a creative way. Just feel gratitude. And so I invite you to open your eyes. Gratitude turns you into a magnet to draw more good to you. And so my invitation to you is to practice gratitude. Could you think of an easier or a more joyful spiritual practice? A way to be connected to spirit and to your own spirit than practicing gratitude? Practice gratitude for all the things that you have in your life. Even the challenges. Because practicing gratitude for the challenges enables you to recognize the growth that comes out of them. Because when those challenges show up in your life, they're there to stretch you. They're there for you to discover something more about yourself. They are there for you to give birth to something that you have not yet brought into this world that is a part of your spiritual potential. Be grateful even for the challenges. Be grateful just to be alive. And be grateful just because. Practice your gratitude by keeping a gratitude journal. Every day, write down 5 things in that gratitude journal that you're grateful for. Say a gratitude prayer before your meals. Just saying out loud, I'm so grateful to have a home and a bed and my dog and my friends and whatever those things are that you're so grateful for, it shifts everything. And if you have a spouse or you have a partner, before you go to sleep at night, tell your partner some of the things that you're grateful for from your day. Share that before you fall asleep. And as a result, you'll be increasing your experience of the good that's already in your life. You'll grow your feelings of what that feels like. You'll become more aware of all of the blessings that fill your life and really how blessed you already are. And you will absolutely be drawing more of the good that you desire to have into your life to you, because you will be having that open posture ready to receive. And so blessings to all of you on this path of awakening to that divine presence that is always right here, and awakening to your own spiritual magnificence and this magnificent life that we are living. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention to the truth of that omnipresence of spirit, recognizing that there is indeed only one. It is this one presence and this one power and this one life, this one magnificence from which all things flow. It is this source, this endless and boundless fountain of good that is the very activity of that infinite one, infinite potential, infinite good unfolding itself as this physical universe. For that is the very nature of God to express and to unfold. And wherever there is space, God unfolds as tremendous good. Everywhere I look, all around me is this opulence of God unfolding itself. And if I can look around and see all of this that is filling this world, filling this earth, I can only imagine how much more there is that hasn't even expressed itself yet. And so today, I recognize that I am an individualized expression of this one, and that my life is the outpicturing of this mind, of this creative intelligence, of creativity itself. And if it is my life, I recognize and know that it is absolutely every single person in this room's life. And not just us here, every person on this planet. For we are each individuations of this life of God. And so I recognize right now that that presence is unfolding itself in our lives as an abundance of good. It is unfolding itself right now as financial abundance and as peace. It is unfolding itself right now as wholeness, which expresses as vibrant health. It is expressing as our lives as opportunities for creative expression and opportunities to express who we are in this world in ways that are deeply satisfying. It is in our recognition and in our openness that we become conduits for an even greater flow of good. And so today we say yes. Yes to being this conduit for spirit. Yes to living an abundant life. Yes to feeling deeply satisfied and living this most fulfilling life. And so I know that it is absolutely God's good pleasure that we live the most fulfilling life, for that is what we have come here for. And as that is such, I know that everything we need is provided for us. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that infinite law of the universe, knowing that it responds with a resounding yes. And so here we are receiving this blessing, receiving this opulence of the universe everywhere we go in all we do. And so it is there, here, that I release this prayer in absolute gratitude. I give thanks for all of this, and I say, and so it is.